Hello. Welcome to today's episode where we'll explore the biblical parable of the talents and how its wisdom applies to our modern lives, particularly on how we invest our resources and time. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. From the very beginning in Genesis, God blessed humanity with the mandate to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the earth and subdue it. This divine charge speaks to a greater purpose of bearing fruit and pursuing continual growth. The parable of the talents found in Matthew chapter 25, it speaks of three servants entrusted with the wealth of their master. Two of the servants diligently invested what they were given. They took wise risks and they reaped positive returns. But the third servant was gripped by fear and a lack of faith, and he simply buried his talent in the ground. It was a very unfruitful decision that earned his master's rebuke. I'll read from the parable of the talents found in Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 14. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Speaking of the kingdom of God, "For it is just like a man who is about to take a journey, and he called his servants together and entrusted them with his possessions. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and then he went on his journey. The one who received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made a profit and gained 5 more. Likewise, the one who had 2 made a profit and gained 2 more. But the one who had received the 1 went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. And the one who had received the 5 talents came and brought him 5 more, saying, 'Master, you entrusted to me 5 talents. See, I have made a profit and gained 5 more talents. His master said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in the joy of your master." Also, the one who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, "Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have made a profit and gained 2 more talents. Likewise, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in the joy of your master." The one who had received 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you to be a harsh and demanding man, reaping the harvest where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid to lose the talent, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is your own." But his master answered him, "You wicked, lazy servant, you knew that I reap the harvest where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter seed. Then you ought to have put my money with the bankers, and at the return I would have received my money back with interest. So take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has and values his blessings and gifts from God and has used them wisely, more will be given, and he will be richly supplied so that he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, because he has ignored or disregarded his blessings and gifts from God, even what he does have will be taken away." This parable specifies that the master distributed talents according to each servant's own ability. Now, this underscores the importance of developing our own unique talents and abilities in order to gain a greater responsibility and trust. It would have been unfair for the master to entrust the same number of talents to each servant without regard for their respective abilities. The servant who had received 5 talents had evidently demonstrated a greater capability and trustworthiness through his past performance. This highlights the point that we all start with varying levels of natural skills and capabilities. However, what matters most is how diligent we are to develop and invest in the abilities that we've been given. As the parable teaches, the servants who took what they had and put it to work were trusted with even greater responsibility. So it's important to start where you are. Start now. Have a bias toward action. As Ecclesiastes 11:4 reads, "He who watches the wind, waiting for all conditions to be perfect, will not sow seed, and he who looks at the clouds will not reap a harvest." One disadvantage the one-talent servant likely had was that he probably felt like he had nothing important to contribute. Perhaps he thought, "I only have 1 talent, my contribution won't be missed." And I can't help but to imagine how things would have gone if, instead, he had courageously determined to make his efforts count. If he had determined to learn and develop what he had been given, what he had been entrusted with, he likely would have seen his investments double as well. In a modern context, these ideas map well to the professional world. An employee who works hard to fully develop their skills and talents will gain the trust of their superiors and earn greater roles and opportunities. A contractor who demonstrates excellence at managing a small project improves their abilities. They can be entrusted with larger jobs. Even in our personal lives, being faithful with the seemingly small responsibilities shape our habits and our character over a lifetime, allowing us to take on bigger challenges. Similarly, a teenager who shows that they can responsibly manage a part-time job develop the maturity to handle larger financial and time commitments as a young adult. And then even in our walk with God, our consistency, our disciplined prayer lives, our faithful church attendance, our getting involved in giving of ourselves and our finances, and not just performing the mechanics of these things, but doing them with a sense of purpose and with a cheerful heart. The principle is that our present trustworthiness and ability to manage what we've been given, no matter how big or small, unlocks future opportunities for increase. As the master says to his faithful servants, "You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things." I would argue that we all start similar to the 1-talent servant, and we grow into the 2-talent servant, and so on. We grow and attain greater levels of responsibility as we progress. We have to avoid the mistakes of the unfaithful servant, that is, burying our talent and failing to develop our abilities to the fullest potential. Whether it's out of fear or slothfulness, we need to confront who we really are and determine within ourselves that we're going to grow and we're going to develop. We should continually seek to expand the areas we've been blessed with, knowing that proven faithfulness leads to greater kingdom responsibilities entrusted to us. To be bound by fear is to implicitly doubt God. Think about it. We're effectively questioning his judgment and entrusting us with the abilities and the gifts that he put in us. This teaches us the spiritual necessity of being productive with whatever it is God has entrusted to our care, whether it's money, skills, opportunities, or the most precious resource of all, time itself. Like the 3 servants, we're called to invest diligently, taking calculated risks when appropriate, and continually seeking to multiply that which we have been given. We awake every morning with the gift of a new 24 hours to invest. We have a capital allocation decision to make every day. This daily allotment of time is the capital, the talent entrusted to our stewardship. It's important that we don't fritter the opportunity away on fruitless distractions. It's imperative to strategically invest our time in activities that compound knowledge, nurture relationships with God and the people around us, and better our own health and character. Those who use their time most effectively generate the highest returns. The world is so full of distractions, whether it's sports, celebrities, or binge-watching television. These things might feel good in the moment, but they create no long-term value in our lives. So mainstream media would have you be upset and outraged over the wealthy top 1%. But what value is there in that outrage? Instead, I would encourage you to focus on another 1% figure that you can control. And that is the 1% better principle. The 1% better principle teaches that making small, consistent improvements each day yields remarkable growth over months and years. Those 1% marginal gains may seem insignificant in the moment, but like steady returns compounding in the stock market, they accumulate into an impressive increase in knowledge, ability, or whatever the area of focus. The 1% better principle might sound gimmicky, but don't get distracted by that. The point is this: making a diligent and purposeful effort to be better in a meaningful way on a daily basis, that will make a difference. Productive stewardships of our talents and time ultimately come down to keeping the proper perspective. Are we aligning ourselves with God's vision for fruitful growth and increase, or are we falling prey to the inaction, the fear, or the short-sightedness that impoverished the unfaithful servant? God himself is a God of growth and creative energy. God is perfectly able to grant me the opportunity to be appointed as a chief financial officer of a large corporation. But the question, have I prepared myself to meet the requirements of that role? If I were put into that role, would my abilities and my service there bring glory to him? Of course, God can cause you to rise to great heights in your career, your community, and in his spirit. But what are you doing to prepare yourself for those possibilities? God uses what you bring to him in terms of preparation, diligence, and bringing those things in a spirit of excellence. Remember Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Now, reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Now remember this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously will reap generously and be blessed. The time capital we allocate toward becoming better will yield proportional rewards and blessings, both for ourselves and others. So invest and grow. Be diligent, be purposeful. Invest your time wisely and hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in the joy of your master."